Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. A recent article published in the journal Current Directions in Psychological Science stated that the five love languages are not supported by empirical scientific evidence. Do love languages really matter anymore? Or are they actually harmful to some relationships? Let's debunk the five love languages. 30 years ago, the Baptist priest Gary Chapman wrote the book, The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. This book has sold more than 20 million copies in several languages. And as a dating and relationship coach, I have taught about the love languages as a way to better understand how we give and receive love. I thought they made a lot of sense. So why are scientists skeptical right now? First, let's discuss what the love languages are. Here are the five love languages. Number one, words of affirmation, and that is giving compliments and saying kind things to each other. Number two, gifts. Giving presents to each other, big or small. Number three, acts of service, helping your partner with chores or other types of support. Number four, quality time, spending time and doing things together. And number five, physical touch, and that refers to hugs, kisses, or sex. So what's wrong with the love languages? Number one, people don't really have a primary love language. The findings suggest that most people connect on all of the love languages. So if you've ever taken the quiz and you've thought, well, I like quality time and physical touch and acts of service and words of affirmation, maybe not all of them, but most of them. So finding a primary love languages can be very difficult. Number two, there are more than five love languages. Research indicates that there are additional love languages, like conflict resolution and social skills, many different ways that we connect to a partner that matter. Helen Fisher, who you may be familiar with, she's a biological anthropologist at the Kinsey Institute. She says that there are hundreds of love languages, such as being on time, creating interests together, learning things together, and much more. Number three, sharing the same love language may not improve your relationship. If you don't speak the same love language as your partner, is your relationship at risk? Research suggests that receiving any expression of love is associated with better relationships, even if your love languages do not match. John Gottman, who is one of my favorites, says that learning your partner's love language is not an indication of relationship satisfaction. He says, and I quote, "My general conclusion is that these dimensions are not very distinct conceptually, nor are they very important in terms of accounting for variation in marital happiness and sexual satisfaction," end quote. Gary Chapman, who wrote the book, disagrees. He says couples come to him all the time to tell him that the love languages saved their marriage. He believes that some of the research criticizing the love languages are too literal, and he stands by the five love languages being fundamental to human nature and how we give and receive love. So, what does all this mean? Is this the end of the love languages? Love languages are still an effective way to start conversations between partners about what they need and want. However, John Gottman believes couples should be focused less on the love languages and instead ask each other, what can I do to make you feel more loved right now? That's a great question, and it really supersedes all the love languages. What do you think? Are love languages a thing of the past, or can we think about them differently as a way to open a conversation and meet each other's needs to feel loved by a partner?
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.